Brian Jack thanks Donald Trump for propelling him to victory in Georgia runoff. Power of his endorsement is alive and well. By Hannah Knudsen on June 19, 2024. Brian Jack secured a solid victory in the Republican primary runoff to represent Georgia's 3rd congressional district, largely attributing his momentous victory to former President Donald Trump's endorsement and support. Jack, a former Trump campaign advisor, soundly defeated fellow Republican Georgia State Senator Mike Dugan in the runoff by more than a 20-point margin. During his victory speech Tuesday evening, Jack first thanked God for putting us here tonight and enabling us to be here. He then credited Trump for propelling him to victory. "Frankly, the reason, politically, that I'm here. My former boss, for whom I worked for 8 years, the 45th and 47th President of the United States, he's the reason we're here. Thank you very much, Mr. President," Jack stated, delivering a message directly to the establishment media. "He just had a rally in Wisconsin, and I think it's fair to say, and, for the media, it's fair to know, that the power of the Trump endorsement is alive and well. So thank you very much, sir," he said to applause. Jack elaborated on that point to Breitbart News, explaining, "When President Trump endorsed me, I was polling at 1%. 2 months later, I received 47% in the first round of the primary," he explained. "1 month after that, tonight, I won the runoff with 63% of the vote," he said, adding, "President Trump's endorsement catapulted my campaign from 1% to 63% in 4 months, and I'm excited to see where our campaign goes from here." Watch his campaign speech below. Trump celebrated Jack, an individual he has referred to as a MAGA man, and his win on Tuesday night. Jack has said in interviews that he plans to work with President Trump to support his plan to deport illegal immigrants, allocate funds to build the wall, and end the incentives for illegal immigration that Joe Biden has enacted. "For example, I will sponsor legislation that mandates Americans provide proof of citizenship when voting," he added. "Federal legislation is necessary to ensure only Americans vote in American elections."